JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Give me a chance to wake up, sweetheart.
Who's responsible for this?
I can't remember.
You got anything better to do?
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Monday, March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day weekend, and we are here for you. Good morning, Coriel.
Ready to serve.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Everybody survived the big weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of exciting.
This was a good weekend.
It was a great weekend.
Did you get the chance to go out and get some corned beef and cabbage and green beers, Coriel, or did you just...
I had a chance to. I didn't... I didn't get any corned beef and cabbage, unfortunately. A lot of places were kind of out pretty early on in the weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, we... actually tried two different places and it was already out, so, and then I ended up pay like almost $30 for a plate at this one place, so I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no chance.
No, that's
yep,
too
no
expensive.
But got some green beers and hung out, and
that's fun. Jacking up the price on everything just because it's freaking St. Patty's Day.
I know. Yeah. They're like, hey, I know what I have.
How about you, Nick? Did you get a chance to enjoy some Irish beverages?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I didn't do a ton. This was a kind of a low key with it being on Sunday and everything. And
yeah.
Just kind of, hung out around the house. Did get out for a minute, but then just kind of, relaxed. It was a nice weekend. It was a nice weekend to get ready for a great week. I love March Madness.
Yeah, and some exciting stuff that happened yesterday for Husker basketball, men and women. Are both going to be dancing, and it's ridiculous.
Man, like the waltz or the tango?
No,
or?
The March yes, Madness
the
dance. March
oh,
Madness.
Oh, yeah.
The basketball
yeah.
dance.
Oh,
the
yeah, March basketball
Madness.
Dance.
The March Madness.
Oh, I see.
And so, yeah, some pretty exciting news about that. Very weird news that it's both teams are playing against Texas A&M, where our former AD is now. So.
Yeah, Benedict Alberts is on his way over there. Now we
see
got
those T-shirts.
Now we've got our chance to go just stick it to him.
Then the reactions from some of the players, like C.J. Wilcher's face when they figured out, it's Texas A&M that they were playing. And
I love
like,
it.
Oh, it's Trav.
That's
oh, wow.
so funny.
What a great storyline. If I had to wait all this time to get your first tournament win and to be against Trav Alberts after he just ditched our program to go there, it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah, very strange.
It will be. All right, well, we'll get more on that coming up in the show as well as...
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Neighborhood Watch. We'll get that at 720. We'll ask you what's on your radar. Something I found over the weekend.
Yeah.
And see what your ideas are. We have your chance to win Brothers Osborne tickets, bringing back a new game, Cameo Price is Right. And we'll have the nitty-gritty from Music City on the way, brought to you by Nutrition Authority.
An update on Jimmy Allen. New music from Luke Combs as he really leans into dad life, Luke Bryan's cameo, and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out. Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty-gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. It would appear that a large portion of Jimmy Allen's legal issues are behind him.
Whoa.
A lawsuit filed against the country singer for sexual assault by his former manager has been dropped, and the corresponding countersuit by Allen has also been dropped.
Interesting.
There was a second lawsuit filed by a Jane Doe 2. The status of that remains unclear.
Huh.
But that was the big initial kind of mic drop of... something's happening, something went down, is going down, you know. So that those two things seem to be cleared up in some sense. But like I said, no word on the lawsuit number two.
Guessing some money changed some hands somewhere.
Maybe.
Wow.
Luke Combs has said that his life is largely about being a father now, and his music is bound to reflect that. In that vein, Luke teased a new song on Instagram over the weekend about fatherhood, but from the perspective of his son seeing his father grow older.
But I remember him 10 feet tall and bulletproof, throwing me a ball in cowboy boots, a whistle and the dog started running, a whisper and mama starts blushing, a wrench in his hand and a beer in the other. God couldn't make a man any tougher, and that S on his chest is starting to fade. But I'll always remember him that way.
Wow.
Why does he do this to people?
I know.
What is he doing? Jeez Louise.
So the song wasn't posted with a title, but you can assume it's probably I'll Always Remember Him That Way, or yeah. I'll Always Remember, maybe. But yeah, alongside the audio clip, he also wrote, still sounding good?
Question mark?
Are you sure? Ernest put out 5 new songs going into the weekend, including one with Jelly Roll called I went to college. Okay, I was like, maybe I typed that wrong.
No, you're good.
Okay, yeah. Right. So if you haven't seen the music video, Luke Bryan, who is a kind of a part of the whole process because Ernest co-wrote the song with him, he makes like a little cameo, sort of.
Nice.
So Ernest co-wrote the song with Luke, and he makes like 4 different cartoon versions of himself, like appearances in this. Like okay. One's like a teacher, okay. A prison guard, a valet, and a judge, I think. And
now you're going to tell me that Brad Paisley was the one who did all the animation for it, because on this side.
Right,
too.
Right. The song's about taking like different routes and then ending up in the same place, basically. Nice. So, and I also, lastly, I wanted to share this story because it's pretty crazy. So this involves, okay. we're gonna take a step of the Wayback Machine. We're talking George Jones, Patsy Cline, okay?
Okay.
So George Jones, Patsy Cline, a plate of fried chicken, and the will to just like tick anybody off actually saved his life.
Okay.
So George's widow, Nancy Jones, wrote all about this in her book, Playing Possum. And if you didn't know, George is known for early on as the possum, in case you don't know that, due to his resemblance to the furry woodland creature. But he had a couple number one songs out by 1963, but he was still very much at the beginning of his career. I mean, like, very green in the whole industry. He was booked on a benefit show with Patsy Cline and other big stars at the time in Kansas City. And then, as the story goes, Patsy loved fried chicken and had a huge meal waiting for her offstage when she finishes her set. And that was when George Jones, the drunk that he was, honestly, I mean, he saw it and then devoured it for himself.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I'll just tick anybody off. I'm eating this plate of fried chicken. I don't care whose it is. And he's drunk and hiccuping suds, you know.
Yep.
So Nancy said in her book, quote, Patsy knew every cuss word ever created, and she called him every dirty, despicable name she could think of.
Oh, boy.
But George said, I just stood there grinning at her. My belly was full, and I was about to sing.
Wow.
2 days later, when everyone was flying back to Nashville, Patsy, still pretty ticked off, refused to let George Jones on the plane, and they took off without him. That plane crashed 100 miles west of Nashville, killing Patsy Cline.
Wow.
That was the plane crash that killed Patsy and everyone on board.
Man.
That's wild.
I know. I mean, I guess the moral of the story is just, like, eat the fried chicken, I guess. That might save your life, but... I mean, how wild is that? I mean, that's a pretty crazy story. That actually saved his life. Now, that's a Nitty Gritty with Music City. I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9. I've been waiting on
some good news. Let's get to a round of good. Let us know what you have, and you can do that on Facebook, X, or Instagram, Kix 96.9, if you want to add to the good things. Corey L., what do you got?
My good thing is that UNMC has partnered with police to solve cold cases.
Ooh.
Their human DNA identification lab is only the 6th lab in the country to become accredited. This kind of work is very few and far between. Unfortunately, just there's so many steps and procedures and things to be able to test this DNA and make these... make these decisions or like find these results and whatnot to the point that a jury will accept them, if that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of bells and whistles and hoops to jump through when it comes to that, which as you'd want it to be, because in these cases, you know, people's lives hang in the balance, like whether or not you're actually the criminal that may have caused this person to no longer be with us. So the fact that UNMC has such a unique opportunity here and unique program throughout the country is really, really cool itself. Omaha police recently received a grant to help solve these kinds of cases. Melissa Heligso, maybe is how you say it, but she's the current lab manager, technical lead, and forensic DNA analyst. And she, analyst. And she says, quote, the most famous case that was solved with this technology is like the Golden State Killer. That was like one of the first big ones.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so that big break that came about was huge because of things like this. Quote, basically, they took the evidence and ran it like you would a person who just does testing for genealogy, and they were able to create the family trees to go back and identify that gentleman. So that's kind of how this process works. And if you are a true crime fan at all, or like, you know, it's weird to say fan for things like that, but
right.
if that piques your interest at all in the process behind it, that's a really, really cool thing.
No
so
kidding.
Very, very cool.
Nick, your good thing.
I mean, my good thing has to be Nebraska making the basketball tournament coming up on Friday against Texas A&M. I can't wait for this game. It's so exciting. We were one half away, like a good half, solid half, from having a St. Patrick's Day where the whole state was just celebrating watching the Nebraska men's team in the, you know, in the Big Ten Championship, which was a little bit of a bummer, but cannot wait to see this team play on Friday. It's going to be a ton of fun. I think it's better that it's Friday because most people are going to be waiting. It's during happy hour. You can, you know, that's when it starts anyways, and you can get out and go enjoy and hopefully watch Nebraska beat down Benedict Albert's program Woo-hoo! Out there. And then we could see Nebraska move on to probably play number one Houston, who is a bear of a team, but opportunity knocks to get the first ever first ever tournament win for Nebraska, so we're not the last team to not have one.
It's going to be exciting. My good thing, not only is Nebraska women's and men's basketball going on to do some dancing, we had Nebraska Wesleyan made it to the Elite Eight in their basketball.
Oh, cool.
The guys did. Now Concordia's women's basketball team has advanced to the round of 16 in the NAIA March Madness. So they'll play Thursday against the University of Providence up in Sioux City, Iowa. So if you want to go check out the Nebraska Concordia women's basketball team, they've been on a run too, which is very exciting. The other good thing is that, luckily enough, nobody won any millions while I was on vacation. So now we can continue the Millionaires Club and maybe take the money for ourselves. $645 million in the Powerball jackpot for tonight. The way it works, you call in 466-9696. You get your name, phone number to call you back. Your lucky number is what we use for the tickets. And hopefully we can win the big money that's still out there waiting for everybody to grab. You've been struck by a smooth criminal. So the next person to TP someone's house with more than 100 pounds of toilet paper will officially be able to say this is the greatest prank since sliced bread.
Okay.
A man in Nevada has a big mystery on his hands. More than 100 pounds of packaged sliced bread was dumped on his property last Monday. And he has no idea where it came from.
How would you even get your hands on that amount?
Right. You'd think probably a delivery person would be the only way.
Yeah,
person who would have access to that kind of thing. Or a grocery store, maybe.
You can see that.
So he doesn't live in a house. This is actually at his business, a funeral casket supplier, which makes it a little bit creepier.
Okay.
They're just dumping 100 pounds of bread on the lawn of a casket supplier. The bread was Kroger bread and was expired. Some of it had mold on it, but most of it looked fine.
That makes it worse.
They just kind of just
moldy
dumped
bread
loaves all over the place, around all kinds of, like, the dumpster area, the yard, wherever, the grassy area.
At this
area
casket making business.
At this business. He just dumped it out.
Jeez.
He had no idea why anybody would do that. And he was a little concerned, so he started poking around, hoping that nobody was killed and buried, I don't know, in like the dumpster area of his...
This guy sounds paranoid.
His casket
like me.
Business, yeah. So he called the local grocery stores and Kroger, and no one had an idea about what happened or where the bread came from. Eventually, he did crack the case because a distributor came forward and said they contracted a driver to handle that route.
Yeah.
And that he dumped it because he was mad and didn't want to go through the process of returning it.
So I just did quick math. Yeah. An average loaf of bread is a pound. There's 24 slices of bread in an average loaf. So we're looking at 2,400 slices of bread on this
2,000
on this lawn.
The birds had to have been going, no.
Oh, no, sure that's the worst part. That building was probably just covered in
covered in birds.
Actually the makings of a horror movie.
Exactly. And these birds go flying off, and then they're doing the number two business on the building.
Yeah.
All over the cars parked around there.
And then they're going to learn that behavior, so they're going to keep coming back to see if there's any more. You know,
there'd be free snacks.
They're going to start meeting them in the back alley. They're going to be like, tossing around a billy club, and then someone's got like those like brass knuckles on. And they're like,
it's like
little
fight.
Fist punch in their hands, like, where's the bread guy?
So the driver who dumped all this bread called a news station anonymously and said that the representatives tell drivers to dump the unsold bread off at churches and nonprofits, and if they can't find anyone to give it to, they should just dump it anywhere. And he's like, I'm not paid for that. So he just decided, I'm driving by, I'm going to dump it right here.
They did say dump it anywhere.
He did, yeah.
So he just dumped it all over the yard. Yeah.
The thing is, it is a crime to do this.
Well, I can imagine so. Yeah.
And the business owner would be responsible for it since it happened on their property, but the bread's gone for now. So it sounds like somebody helped the guy out, a.k.a. the birds.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be the birds. Through. I mean, and then you have to wonder if it was all moldy.
He said not all of it was moldy. Some of it was.
Yeah, like, so some of it, you could, you know, donate, you could have donated.
And that's what happens with, like, the mission here. You donate food items, or businesses do. Like, sometimes it's almost expired stuff. They go through it. They find out what's good and what's not, and they dump the rest.
My thing is, why can't anybody, like, do this with meatballs in my yard?
Right? Would you eat meatballs covered in grass?
No, they'd be in packages.
Oh, okay.
All right. Just packages of meatballs everywhere.
Or just, like, cloudy with a chance of meatballs would just fall out of the sky is what I was thinking.
Well, I mean, that too. I mean, honestly, I'm not above it. Eventually, if there's enough of them, they'll start stacking on top of each other.
I was trying to think what would be, like, my weapon of choice if I was going to do something like this to someone's yard I didn't like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what spaghetti would dry up and stick to everything.
Yeah, it would.
That might be good.
You know what would be really good? Because we did something similar to somebody in high school as a prank. You should go overnight, spread a bunch of, like, yellow squash or, like, pumpkin seeds all over their yard.
Gross.
Because those never go away.
Yeah, they grow fast
and they grow forever.
Oh, wow. That's a terrible and brilliant idea.
I'm just saying.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending is brought to you by Winter Circle Auto. It was a busy weekend for law enforcement around the country as multiple mass shootings claimed the lives of at least six people across four states. Two people were killed and five more injured early yesterday in D.C. around 3 a.m. An unidentified suspect opened fire and then fled on foot. St. Patrick's Day celebrations in downtown Jacksonville turned deadly last night with one person killed and two others injured after a gunfight broke out. And police believe there may have been more than one shooter involved in that incident. And then Andre Jordan Jr. fatally shot three relatives and carjacked two vehicles in a crime spree in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, that is, Saturday. He has been apprehended. A suspect has been arrested on murder charges after one person was killed and five others were injured during a shooting inside an Indianapolis bar wrap up the unfortunate events from this past weekend.
It's science.
Climate change is heating the oceans to record temperatures, but maybe not all by itself. Ocean scientists are puzzled at this point after a solid 12 months of record ocean temperatures, because while human-caused climate change is most likely contributing to the rise, scientists say the water's too hot for it to be just climate change that's causing it.
Mm-hmm.
Average air temperatures are about 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit higher than they were from 1979 to 2000, which is far higher than even the most pessimistic computer models trying to predict the effects of climate change. As John Abraham, a professor at the University of St. Thomas who studies ocean temperatures, told NBC News, quote, "All bets are off now. This is something that is so unusual. It's challenging our past expectations. And yes, that means the U.S. is most likely in for an extremely intense hurricane season this year."
Have they asked Greta, what's her name, to stick her hand in the water? And
Thornburg.
Sense it? She's like Maui, right? She can just put her hand in the water and she can just feel the water.
Maybe.
It's coming.
Maybe they should consult.
They might want to look into that.
I feel like she does that.
One!
So, yeah, Fred Hoiberg's Nebraska men's basketball team officially will be dancing, earning an 8 seed in the NCAA tournament. They will take on number 9, Texas A&M, in the first round of the tournament on Friday.
Can't
wait! 5:50 p.m. tip in Memphis. Apparently, flights from Omaha to Memphis are completely sold out.
Yeah, they sold out real fast. If you jumped on to try to look on there, it was hard to... It was hard to find, that's for sure.
So it'll be on TNT. This will be the first time the Huskers...
What?
This is the first time the Husker men have reached the tournament since 2014-2015, and remains the only major conference school that has not won an NCAA tournament game. So we're hoping to break that schneid against Texas A&M.
It would be poetic justice.
Yeah, because...
Think about last week. We were like, at the beginning of the week, people were like, why does this say that Trev Alberts is leaving the program? I thought he was like Mr. Husker, right? He was at UNO, and now he's at Nebraska, and he's got all of his coaches in place. And then Nebraska goes on, and we find out he goes to A&M, and then we play in that tournament and lose, and now here we are. Now we get to play him. By the way, if you're wondering, Nebraska's a 9 seed. They'll be playing an 8 seed. Nebraska's an 8 seed. Texas A&M's the 9 seed.
Right.
Unfortunately, and maybe this just means we're due, but 9 seeds have won 13 of the previous 20 meetings with 8 seeds in the past 5 tournaments.
So we're going to lose to A&M, 9 seeds?
Well, that's why I said maybe it means we're due.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
All right. But, I think we're going to be all right. I don't know. A&M's not like a powerhouse scoring team, so it's pretty even, though. Everything on here is even.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I had seen from a couple of people that were talking about it, at least, that, allegedly Trev Alberts had posted on X something like...
Oh, it wasn't alleged.
It's not alleged.
Legit,
he posted.
Okay, well, I didn't want to speak out of turn because I didn't want to say something that wasn't true, but the whole, this is awk or something like that. This is awkward.
Then he deleted it later.
And then deleted it,
People were on fire,
because I didn't see it myself, so I wasn't sure, but that's so funny. Yeah. I wish he would have kept that, but I understand. No. Someone somewhere, and I think we know where, got pretty upset about that, I'm sure.
I think a lot of people did. It was crazy.
I thought it was funny.
The vitriol coming from... Husker fans. I haven't seen Husker fans that angry in a long time like that, but they were pretty angry.
And then to add to it, the women earned a 6 seed in the tournament. They're taking on Texas A&M as well in the first round of the tournament. They also play on Friday at night. So how does that work out, Nick? I've had a lot of people ask me. It's a group of guys and girls that choose what teams
committee.
Go where. I mean, and did they choose this to happen like this?
Well, yeah, they definitely pick these matchups. Start filling it out, like, okay, who's our number one overall seed? Who's our number two overall seed? That'll be the next number one seed. And they go through the regions. And then they try to pick based off of, if you're a higher seed, you might get lucky and be like close to home. If you're a lower seed, Nebraska being a 9 seed is a lower seed, so they're not. But they go through and pick, and as they did it, I mean, Texas A&M is number 30. I want to say they were 36 in the BPI for ESPN, and Nebraska 37. So for them to get linked up like this is pretty...
That's not outrageous and like done super deliberately. Like, that could have actually potentially happened no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's a little bit of a, hey, we want to get some ratings here.
For sure.
I mean, look at what time that game is. It's right when everybody's getting off work on a Friday.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean? So even the people who are that storyline's already circulating on ESPN nationally. They're already talking about revenge tour for Nebraska.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, for UNO's football players, Nebraska basketball
and wrestling.
Take down, on the bus after winning a national championship, you tell the wrestling team that they're done dealing forever. Trev Alberts canceled the wrestling team at UNO years ago while they were on their way home riding on the bus from winning a national championship.
Oh, my God.
So this is Nebraska basketball, men and women, their chance to get back at that tyrant.
Avenge.
That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
And if you need us to step in and help you sort something out, we're here for you. You can reach out to us on Facebook, X, or Instagram with the title Neighborhood Watch. You can email us, jp@kzkx.com, coriel@kzkx.com, and we always give you a call as well. This person would like to stay anonymous because of what's going on in their neighborhood. As the fear of retribution, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, don't we all, shouldn't they all?
Right, but
I'm here for it when they
some
don't.
People don't have a problem mincing words and just saying stuff. So this person says, our family was walking around the neighborhood this weekend, and the woman who lives like 2 houses down from us asked us the dumbest thing on the planet, in our opinion. She requested we stop walking by her house from now on because our kids make her dog bark inside her house, and it's extremely hard to rest when that happens. We laughed at first, but then realized she was serious. She said she has to take frequent naps, and our kids make it impossible between her dog going nuts and then hearing them screaming, quote unquote.
Okay.
Our kids don't scream. They may holler when they're playing, but it's like a brief walk down the sidewalk and they aren't out of control.
All right. That's the first lie she said. All the rest of this, I'm on her side. All kids scream. They scream, especially little boys. They scream like little girls all the time. And I don't understand it. Like, it's crazy.
Tristan screamed like a little girl for a while.
It's just what happens when you're a little boy. You do that. And then you just scream as loud as you can for no reason. So, first lie detected, but the rest of this, I'm on their team.
He says, then she started babbling about how this is her neighborhood, too, and we should respect her wishes. Should we forget it and keep walking by as usual, stop passing her house, or go back and maybe say something to her? P.S. Her dog has been off-leash and ran around like a psycho twice last year. One of those times it knocked groceries out of my hand, and she didn't even apologize. What do we do?
So here's this is cut and dry. A, she's letting her dog run around off a leash, and it knocked the bag out of her hand. She should have called someone. And two, your kids can walk down the street. Teach your dog how not to bark. This isn't hard.
Yeah, like, what that's the heck? The thing, like, if it was like their children, if they were walking down the street and they were like throwing rocks at her windows in her
right.
house or
this
something,
is a her problem.
You can teach your children not to do that. You can't do that. For
they live two
reason.
Doors down, for God's sakes.
But like this is a neighborhood. Families walk around neighborhoods all the time. Yeah, what are you allowed kidding? To do,
train your I mean, dog.
Yeah, you're not doing anything terrible.
Yeah, this is crazy to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. This is cut and dry to me. This person just emailed us because they want us to be like, listen, your neighbor sucks. That's what they want to hear. That's what they're looking for.
Looking for us to tell them that their neighbor
sucks. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Well, we'll take your calls and messages as well. 466-9696.
Back me up here, people. Right. Back me up on this.
Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. If you want to join the conversation.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
And if you're just joining us, we got an email from a listener wanting the help with their neighbor. Their family was walking around the neighborhood. Woman a couple houses down asked them the dumbest thing on the planet. She requested they stop walking by her house from now on. Because their kids make her dog bark inside her house, and it's extremely hard to rest when that happens. She is complaining about the kids screaming. He says, they don't scream, they holler when they're playing, and that's down the sidewalk, so I don't know what she's complaining about, but her dog barks all the time. And also, her dog jumped off leash and ran like a psycho twice last year and knocked groceries out of this person's hands.
To me, that just ends it. Like, your dog is getting off the leash, running around, like, you know,
creating chaos.
It sounds like your dog, you did not train your dog well.
Sounds sort of holier than thou. Like,
yes.
I'm going to make you feel bad for walking your small family with small children by. Like, that's a normal thing to do.
Right.
Because it makes my dog go crazy, and you should respect my wishes. Yet, you let your dog, I don't know, you let your dog do that? That's sort of holier than that.
I will say, these people pretending like their children don't scream at the top of their lungs is ridiculous.
Yeah, side note, that is.
Like, that is absurd. Every child runs around screaming. Super loud is what it is.
What are we seeing on Facebook, Coriel?
On Facebook, it's pretty much all 1,000% for Husker Nick. Ashley says, 100% agree with what Husker Nick said. We have trained our dogs not to bark. They only bark unless they think we are mostly our kids or in danger. Jasmine said, I'd honestly make it a point to walk by her house now as often as possible. Joe also, I'm petty, so I'd walk by it more often. Yeah. Steve says, what Husker Nick said, 100%. Jeremy, keep walking by, except walk by even slower now.
I'm glad that I'm not the only petty person.
You're
in
not.
Nebraska. Like, it just makes me happy.
Ty Kicks.
Hey, listen, I can kind of see both sides because I'm an empty nester, so kids are annoying. However, I agree she needs to teach the dogs not to bark, for crying out loud. We have a neighbor with dogs, and the little neighborhood kids will bark at the dogs to get them to bark.
It's a barking fence.
Standing at the fence, barking at the dog who then barks back.
Little kids.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
And your dogs and your kids, for crying out loud.
One of our callers also is on the same mindset from way back.
Hi, I'm on their side. I'm going to take a trick out of my old Make It Right Monday pocketbook, and they should throw bird seed on her roof every now and then.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
Take the focus off their kids and more on the birds on the rooftop driving the dog.
Just have
nuts,
a new
huh?
problem to worry with. Worry
That's
about
right.
I mean.
Revenge
oh my
is so
gosh.
Great.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh.
Good.
What a great callback to like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Katie on Facebook suggested, quote, "I think she just needs to move to a community that has no children. What a Karen. Could only imagine what else she complains about."
Yeah, see, that's sure. where my head's at yeah. on this, too.
I kind of feel bad for this old lady in a way.
You do? Okay.
I mean, man, that's so... Imagine that, though. Like, that's like the sum of your life now is that you're sitting there just really mad that, like, the family next door with cute little kids is walking by your house.
And you're just shaking your fist out the window.
Yeah, maybe she's just, like, really yeah. sad. I don't know. Maybe she needs a friend.
Maybe she needs you volunteering to go be her could, friend, Coriel?
No, I'm just Ooh. Saying maybe she can find a friend in one of those neighborhoods that have no children.
Oh, there you go. That's yeah. a, yes, old folks neighborhood.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be a reason why she's
Move over
like
to the
that.
Knolls.
That's crazy.
They got the Knolls. I don't know if you got dogs over
retirement
there.
Retirement community over there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Might be a good choice. All right. Well, hey, if you want help from us when it comes to your neighborhood, just reach out. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. Email jp@kzkx.com, and we'll do the best to help you out. Yeah, March Madness is coming up.
Is it?
And, like, there's double irony in the fact that Nebraska...
By the way, yeah. really quick, is there, like, a cure for that?
Cure for March
I
Madness?
I know, right?
Is March there a Madness. Vaccine, or...
I yeah. find taking off work and drinking copious yeah. amounts of beer while
taking the time off.
When you're sick with it, you're just sick with it. You're down bad, huh?
Yeah. Oh, you're okay. down with the sickness?
I could tell you I will be down with that March Madness sickness on Thursday, Friday, and I will be absent from my commercial reel. Yeah.
Coincidentally, like, it's also referred to as the brown bottle flu.
That's yeah. right.
Once it gets to noon, we're done. I mean, who's really going to be working on Friday?
I mean, well, plenty of other people. I mean, plenty of other yeah. people.
It's going to be a party.
Like Thursday for sure, too.
Friday but, yeah. and Thursday are my favorite days.
So our general manager, Katie.
All right, Kate.
Wanted to throw something together in a quote-unquote pool.
Mm.
Because of the irony of the double matchup with the Huskers versus A&M.
So when you say pool, you're not talking about a swimming pool.
No.
Okay, what kind of pool are you talking about?
She was talking about like the fan who guesses closest on the scores of the games.
Okay.
Get a chance to win a $50 gift card to Pillar Restaurant Group, as well Ooh. As tickets to Brothers Osborne at Steelhouse.
Yeah.
Brothers Osborne.
And so when her initial thought was... call it Let's Go Bros.
Let's, yeah.
And I was fully expecting us to use that. And so yeah. what I did is I went and created really quick today.
Let's Go Bros.
Oh my yeah. God. But it's men's and women's.
It is
yeah.
both.
Yeah.
So.
But Bros for Brothers Osborne is what I think she was
oh.
going with.
Oh.
But instead, okay. instead we're just nice. Instead it's just called Guess the Score.
Guess the Score.
But it is easier. Guess the Score.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Like You'll it. Find like it like as it. Guess the Score on
yes.
the website, kzkx.com.
So what the people are learning is that our general manager is unbelievably charitable and amazing. So
yeah.
she wants
yeah.
to give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want.
Which is two things. One, money to Pillar groups so they can go get food. Two, raises for me and Coriel. Those are the things the people want, and we
yes.
need it to happen. Let's go. Katie's on it.
So, speak it into existence.
Let's do this.
So if you're wondering what exactly you have to do, you just go to our website, kzkx.com, look for Guess the Score. You have to guess how many points the men will score versus A&M. Guess how many points A&M will score against the men, and then the same thing for the ladies.
Okay.
And that will be your... entry into win.
Whoever is the closest will then win.
Yeah. Submit your prediction below of the final score for both the
yeah.
Nebraska men and women's first round game in this yep. year's NCAA tournament.
And then, as a bonus tiebreaker, how much more money do you think should make?
Yes.
And put that in there. And whoever is correct with the raise that we eventually get will also have the tiebreaker.
And then they'll times it by three for fun.
Yes, just because.
In an effort to create new and interesting things in our show, found this game and thought maybe we could play it called Cameo Price is Right.
Okay.
And playing in the game are Logan and Trevor. Good morning, Logan.
Good morning.
And good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
You and everybody's probably heard of Cameo. If you haven't, it's an app service that lets you hire a quote-unquote celebrity to leave a quick video message for someone you know, for, like for a fee. So, for example, like you get, even maybe we should probably pop on there at some point. I know that the band Lone Star will do a cameo for you, or I've seen just some C-list and D-list celebrities on there too. So the way the game's going to work is, you guys, your name is your buzzer. We're going to give you three celebrities, and you have to guess which one costs this amount. So, like, for example,
we're going to give you the amount, and then we're going to give you a couple of the celebrities.
Right.
Name is your buzzer. You have to correctly guess the celebrity who costs that much for their cameo. Okay.
And the first two gets...
For example, like JP had said earlier, $333 is what Leanne Rimes costs. So it would be like, okay, this celebrity costs $333. Is it Leanne Rimes, Carly Pierce, or Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton, yeah.
Yeah, and
like
then,
that.
You know,
and then
Logan!
You guys would yell out your name.
Name is your buzzer.
Get to be your buzzer. All right, you guys ready to go?
Yep.
All right. For $499, you can get a cameo from The Hoff, David Hasselhoff, Burt Kreischer, or Halle Berry.
Trevor. Logan.
I heard Trevor.
I heard Trevor first.
Burt Kreischer.
No, not Burt Kreischer.
Not Burt.
So
Logan has a chance to steal. Yep.
I was thinking the Leanne Rimes.
No, is The Hoff, Burt Kreischer, or Halle Berry?
It was the first one, The Hoff.
You want to go with David Hasselhoff?
That's what I feel like it is.
All right, David Hasselhoff, congratulations to Nick and Lindsay on the 6th anniversary.
There's David Hasselhoff.
There's David Hasselhoff.
Anniversary shout out. So Logan gets the point.
Good job, Logan's on the board.
Do you think he's sitting in his bathroom eating a cheeseburger while he's doing that?
It's a very good possibility.
First of three points wins.
Here's your next celebrity and cameo Price is Right. For $195, you can get Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec, Amy Poehler, Jessica Day from New Girl, Zooey Deschanel, or Kevin from The Office, Brian Baumgartner.
Logan.
Logan.
Let's go with Kevin.
That's who I would have.
Yeah.
Logan, what the heck?
Those other two are too famous.
He's sweeping this.
For $195, you can get Kevin.
Or you can go on a golf outing accidentally because your boss invited you, like my boyfriend, and end up golfing with him.
I forgot that
and get a free selfie.
Kevin.
Nice. That was crazy.
That was bonkers.
Okay, right. Logan's on the board. He's got two. Trevor, I don't want to make you panic here, but you need to get on the board, okay?
Cameo Price is Right, number three. For $300, you can get Flava Flav, Vanilla Ice, or Brett Michaels.
Logan.
Trevor.
Logan.
Let's do Flavor
Flav. It is not Flavor Flav. So, Trevor, you can steal it right here.
Vanilla Ice or Brett Michaels?
Vanilla Ice.
Going to go with Vanilla Ice. Yep.
Wow.
Here's a little bit of Vanilla Ice doing his thing.
What's happening? Hey, I don't get it, but Farm Ice Ice Baby.
Okay. Yeah, I don't get it either.
It's like a 3-minute bit from Vanilla
good
Ice.
Lord.
Nice. Right, so you got to get your money's worth out of it.
Trevor's on the board. Logan's got two. Trevor's got one.
Yes.
I would want him to sing the Turtles theme song that he sang.
What is it? Go Ninja, Go Ninja,
Go. Yeah, Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would ask him to sing.
Cameo number four in Cameo's Price is Right.
Logan could win this here if he gets it.
For $450, Chuck Norris, Pedro Pascal, or Angelina Jolie?
Logan.
Trevor. Logan.
Let's go with Pedro.
It is not Pedro.
Trevor, you can steal this one if you can get it right.
Chuck Norris or Angelina Jolie?
You gonna go Chuck Norris? Yep.
All right, we're tied 2-2.
Okay, here's the tiebreaker. For $300, James Vanderbeek, Ricky Martin, or Ashton Kutcher?
Trevor.
Trevor.
Ashton Kutcher.
No.
No, it is not.
Logan can steal it.
What were the two options?
James Vanderbeek or Ricky Martin?
Ricky Martin.
No!
No! Okay, we have a bonus one here.
We do have one extra one.
Wow.
To try to break this up.
Hold on, JP, I just edited that, if you look.
Oh, you're going to change it? Okay. I'm watching you change it right now.
Yeah.
So do I trust Coriel?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So for $30, you can do Lexi Rodriguez... or Angel Reese.
Yeah, you can choose those names.
I think it was Trevor who said it first.
Angel Reese.
It is not.
No.
It is not.
Therefore, this is our process of elimination.
I saw Lexi on there.
You saw
Lexi.
Her on the cameo, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We actually brought that up when you and I did that, JP.
Oh, I forgot
about that.
You
could buy her for $30. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Trevor. You managed to win today's cameo prizes, right? You've got yourself a pair of tickets to go.
Oh, okay.
Who won? Who won? I'm sorry, who won?
I thought it was Logan.
Logan won.
I thought Logan won.
You were changing the scores on the board there, and I didn't. I went with.
Oh, Coriel. Sorry, my bad.
That's okay.
Who didn't remember that he reads what's ever on the teleprompter? What are we doing here? You can't change the words on the teleprompter.
So congrats goes out
to. He's an old man. You got to be careful.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Congrats goes out to Logan, our winner today.
Logan.
Congrats, Logan. Trevor, thanks for playing. You got a shot to play again, all right? And we appreciate you guys playing. That is today's Cameo Price is Right. Hey, thanks for hanging out today. And also to thanks to our friends for playing the Cameo Price is Right game earlier.
That was fun.
Logan was the winner, right?
Logan won.
I screwed that up.
Well, I made it confusing.
But yeah, we'll have more chance for you to win Brothers Osborne tickets coming up throughout the week, including JP Makes Us Guest tomorrow. The big thing we have for you today, yes, March Madness is here. The Husker men and women's teams are in the tournament, which starts this weekend on Friday for both teams, actually. And then our boss lady, Katie, came up with a great concept of how about we give away some tickets and have people guess a score. Originally, messaging us, let's go bros, because Brothers Osborne tickets were attached to this.
Yeah.
But also the girls are in the tournament now, too, so we can't really use that.
Pivot.
But I feel like since I did spend some time putting this together, I still want to play it just one more time.
Okay.
Let's go, bros.
Oh, my
God. I mean, it didn't take me very long to do it, but I wanted to play it one more time.
Let's go, bros.
Just because it's ridiculous. But that was her initial idea. But it's guess the score. It's double ironic that the Huskers are taking on A&M in both men and women's basketball.
And this is ironic for people that don't really follow sports, because I feel like it should be said. Trev Alberts.
Yes.
The former athletic director of Nebraska.
Former Nebraska player.
And Nebraska player. He just kind of whoop up and left, and now he's just casually with Texas A&M now. Big upset. People are like, wait, what? And he signed this whole 8-year extension. Yeah, it's been a thing.
It's been a big thing.
So in case you're like, why is it that big of a deal? Because it's very like,
oh man.
Now he's at Texas A&M, and not just the men, but also the women play them in this.
And he's also gonna have to pick where he goes. Is he going to the men's tournament? Because they play Friday at like 5, but they're in Memphis, and the girls are all the way in Oregon.
Oh, wow.
So there's no way he can go to both games.
Yeah.
So which game do you go to?
I know.
That should be a tiebreaker. Which game does he go to?
Right.
But no, you just have to go in and kind of guess the scores for the girls and the guys games. And then they have a random draw to determine a winner in the event of a tie.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a part of Guess the Score for Huskers and get yourself a $50 gift card to Pillar Restaurant Group and tickets to Brothers Osborne at Steelhouse, just go to our website at kzkx.com to be a part of
that. Yeah. Pillar, by the way, is a venue, which is a great date night spot. And then there's what do you call it?
Good Sense.
I think that's what I'm thinking of. Harry's Wonder Bar is on that too. Piedmont Bistro. Yeah.
Yeah. So all those could be available to you to go and enjoy as you will if you want to participate in our Guess the Score game at kzkx.com. Have a great day. Tomorrow we'll be back with Denim or Dump. JP Makes Us Guess and more.